We are joined now by the U.S. Surgeon General, David Satcher. Dr. Satcher, appreciate you being with us.
Oh, delighted to be with you, Noah.
Let me ask you a question here. Have you had this thought today that as the chief medical officer, you might move to recommend to shut down the entire postal system until this could be figured out?
Well, we have not discussed that, and I don't think that's indicated. We're talking about some very rare occurrences in a specific area. I wouldn't rule that out, but it's certainly not something that we've discussed.
We have heard over the last week or so lots of reassurance from officials. We've even heard that you have a better chance of being killed by lightning than by anthrax. Yet we have a very dire situation here in Washington, D.C., and many people are going to be taking prophylactically antibiotics. How serious is the concern about anthrax in the postal system?
Well, I think the concern is very serious, and I think we are definitely on high alert with the Postal Service, and I think Jack Potter, the Postmaster General, and his staff are working very hard to really get on top of this situation. So yes, no question about the seriousness of it, and yet we would have to say that it has been very limited to date in terms of the number of people impacted. We are taking precautions, and so anyone who with probable exposure is being placed on antibiotics to prevent the development of inhalation anthrax. Because as you have seen to date, inhalation anthrax is a very serious disease, and it can progress very rapidly. So we don't have a lot of time with it when it happens. So we want to make sure that anybody who works in and around that postal service who has any unusual symptoms should certainly get those checked out as fast as possible by physicians, and we want to respond as rapidly as possible.
The workers at Brentwood at the mail facility have been complaining they didn't have gloves to handle the mail. Yet we've not heard, I don't think, any evidence of the skin form, the cutaneous form of anthrax at that plant.
No, I don't think we've had any reports of that from that facility. No, this is, as you know, I think with the postal worker who has inhalation anthrax and has been in the hospital, and I'm talking prior to today, but the one that was announced yesterday, that was the major indication from that facility. And he worked at two different facilities, so as you know, we're monitoring two facilities very closely.
You are the 16th Surgeon General of the U.S., and here you are dealing with some pretty ancient threats, anthrax and possibly smallpox.
Yeah, and it's the sad thing about this, of course, is that generally when we're fighting these diseases, we're fighting them as they occur in nature, and we've made tremendous progress in doing that. But now you have another issue here, and this is an issue that's requires a partnership between the Public Health Service and the criminal justice system. So part of this is certainly dependent upon the FBI, the CIA, and others in terms of monitoring and prevention. It is a new day in that sense. We just don't think of people inflicting this kind of harm upon other people.
Thank you, Dr. Satcher.
Thank you, Noah.
U.S. Surgeon General David Satcher speaking with us from Atlanta.